Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. There are a lot of ways to listen to podcasts. I'm actually curious how you listen to this one. So if you don't mind, sending me a tweet or a message on No Agenda Social or wherever you know me and this podcast comes out, be curious what you actually use to listen to the podcast. But one of the apps that people do use to listen to podcasts is one called Pocket Casts. And it was a pretty good podcast player, and they had it available for Android and iOS. And fairly recently, it got purchased by NPR. The idea being that, I guess NPR felt like they needed their own podcast app or something. And so they kept the application pretty much the same until fairly recently. And I think they realized sort of the economic, and Pocket Cast had done, in addition to having the podcast apps, of course, they had like a podcast web app where you could listen to podcasts and have all of your things synced between devices and whatnot. Now, I don't know. I kind of had a bad feeling when I got taken over by NPR. I'm like, all right, let me go find a different podcast player. And so I'm using Castro. And now with Castro, the app is now free, and they actually have a subription where you can pay $9 a year and get a few extra features. Which, and I think that was with all the different ways you can listen to podcasts. Of course, Apple has a free app and it's okay. If you're on Google, there's Google Podcasts, which is maybe not as good. But there's a lot of it. There's just a lot of apps that do podcasts, and you have to be doing something really good in order to be able to actually to convince people to part with their money and to pay for something that, well, they can get for free in many different ways. And some apps are better than others, and that's just the reality of it. But anyway, Pocket. So this is about Pocket Cast, and so I didn't feel like it was a problem for me to switch, and I did obviously, but Pocket Cast realizes that they had all these services, and they didn't really they sold the different apps that they had, that means you're kind of a one and done. But there's ongoing costs to run a web service and all the other infrastructure that goes with it. And so what they had to do is, they said, okay, well, we need to have a subscription model of sorts, and for the people that had already had paid for stuff, right? They're like, okay, and they were given it. It's like, okay, you pay once and you're done, right? That was the deal you made. And then they go and change the deal. And now initially what they said is, they said, okay, well, we'll give you, if you've paid for the web version, we'll give you we'll give it to you for free for 3 years, which, I don't know. I mean, I understand the economics of it. It's like, okay, well, and I also wasn't using it at all either. So it really didn't matter to me that much. But some people got up in arms about it. And so a couple days later they said, okay, fine. If you paid for it, we'll give it to you. But we need to move to the subscription model to fund further development and run the infrastructure and pay the bills and that kind of thing. Now, of course, I'm still curious as to what's going to happen with Pocket Casts because NPR is trying to figure out how to monetize podcasting like everybody else, right? And I think that's a whole topic that that talked about on No Agenda on a fairly regular basis, and really it's like you can't monetize the network because the network is infinite now, right? When there's so many ways to listen to podcasts and acquire them and whatever, and all these things that create walled gardens, I don't think in the long run they're going to be successful because you're not going to get your maximum audience. And, if I have to go, and this is the same thing that the TV, that the streaming services are going through now, is, all the content owners are like, okay, we need to create our own, streaming service, because so that we can control so that we get all the money, right? We don't have to split it with anybody. And I understand that from a business point of view, but as an end user product, I'm like, I don't want any of this crap, right? And it's, I have to have, okay, how many apps do I have to have in order to be able to watch the shows I want to watch? And, I don't think the companies realize that you know, that they're going to lose their audience, that they're going to lose a significant amount of their audience. And, you know, we don't like being nickel and dimed to death either, right? You know, it's like, okay, you know, a death by 1,000 subscriptions is the way I look at it. But podcasting is, you know, they don't even have, you know, the podcasts are free to listen to, right? That was kind of the whole model. And so, you know, what podcasts that are actually being successful at maybe not, you know, bringing in like, you know, a ton of money, but bringing enough to make a living, you know, it's the whole value for value model. And honestly, I think that's the model for podcasts, right? If you like something, support it. End of discussion, right? And there's lots of ways to support a show. There's lots of, you know, I'm certainly not doing this to make money. I'm not asking you to chip in or anything like that. Although, you know, it'd be nice if you sent me a note every now and again saying, hey, I enjoy it, or if you want me to talk about something. Come on, you can give me a little bit of feedback, and I'll, that's what I do this for. It's the cost to actually, you know, to put the podcast out and everything's not that expensive, really. And, I just record a couple of MP3s and do some work and post them on the internet. It's not complicated, but, I feel bad for the companies that are trying to make their own podcast player. And it's a crowded market. Maybe podcast players are have run their course as far as, things to do. I understand the whole move to subscription model is it makes it, that brings a predictable revenue stream, or you try to do that anyway.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.